Welcome to the Wellness Journey podcast from the St. John Liani Center. I'm Dr. Mariette Danilow, and I'm grateful for the opportunity to journey with you through these challenging times and to hopefully provide you with information that will help sustain you. Our podcasts are aimed at keeping you healthy in mind, body, and spirit. This is Podcast 1. Today I want to talk about responding to chronic stress, because whatever adversity challenges us, whatever the circumstances, we have a choice in how we respond to it. We at the St. John Liani Center are concerned about the current situation, but we're just as concerned about the likelihood that you will suffer physical and emotional symptoms of chronic stress and even spiritual depletion. We need to be proactive in our own care, especially now. Chronic stress can weaken the immune system, impact our spirit, our mind, and our bodies. And so we need to learn how to manage the stress that this situation is creating. The bottom line is that we need to strengthen our immune systems. And I'll say that again. We need to strengthen our immune systems. We keep hearing the word uncertain. Uncertain times, uncertain world, and so on and so forth. I'm sure you've had emails and messages from the many people with whom you do business that use this phrase, uncertain times. How does this make us feel? Psychologists will tell you two things for sure. First, that uncertainty breeds anxiety. And I'll say that again too. Uncertainty breeds anxiety. So if you're feeling anxiety now, you're normal. You're a normal human being reacting to a highly abnormal situation. We'll be talking at some point about what anxiety can feel like and how it manifests itself in our thoughts and our bodies. We hope you will gain perspective so that you may be put more at ease. Uncertainty breeds anxiety, and the feeling that we have little to no control over what is happening, and this can set the stage for depression. Secondly, we know that people like to have control over their choices, their environments, and their actions. When the perception of control is lost, and notice I said perception, when we perceive that we have no control, that may or may not be true. But when our perception is such that we don't have control over our environment, we feel helpless. And despair is never an option for a Christian. So why is all this important? As people who serve the church, others will need to lean on you for support. It seems that you are not permitted to have a bad day, and you're expected to always be upbeat and positive. Often there is a perception that you should not be affected by distressing situations. People will come to you with their own fears, their troubles, and their anxieties. And right now, some of you might be struggling yourselves. You may be asking yourself who you are right now that there is no public mass. Whatever is in the boat with you during this storm, you will need to seek God and sustenance in one another. So let's begin with a question. Are you a reactor or a responder? Are you an over-responder or an under-responder? Gordon Asmundson, a professor of psychology at the University of Regina in Saskatchewan, is studying how psychological factors impact the spread of and response to COVID-19. He's broken us all down into three groups based on our response to the pandemic: over-responders, under-responders, and those who fall somewhere in between. The over-responders, well, you know them. They are the panic buyers who have stockpiled months' worth of supplies. They're scared, and buttressing themselves with stacks of toilet paper is empowering them and easing their fears and anxieties. We've seen videos of these people in Walmart having arguments and fighting over paper towels. The people in the middle are doing what they've been asked to do without panicking or acting too lax. They are the pandemic Goldilocks. Under-responders, or those disobeying public health guidance, are the ones who consider themselves invulnerable. They aren't following social distancing because they believe they won't get sick. Or even if they do, it won't be so bad, and it will provide immunities. And even though distancing could prevent more vulnerable people from becoming infected, we've even heard from some that believe social distancing would be divisive to their communities. Both these groups do what they do to reduce anxiety because they feel powerless. For some, exercising defiance makes the virus seem smaller. According to Vail Wright, the American Psychological Association's Director of Clinical Research and Quality, she goes on to say that one of the challenges with uncertainty is that it reminds us of things that are beyond our control. Dr. Stephen Taylor is a clinical psychologist, and he's written a book called The Psychology of Pandemics, which is a historic look at how people respond to such crises. He says that the coronavirus is creating what he calls an infodemic. That is, when people's media diets, social media feeds, and conversations with loved ones consist mostly of COVID-19, they may become desensitized to its severity. They become more and more familiar with it. So people will get numbed. And as you know, the more numb you feel in response to a pandemic, the more you are probably going to drop your guard and put yourself and others at risk. Let's get back to chronic stress. What is it? Chronic stress can be thought of as the everyday stressors in your environment over which you feel you have little or no control, or at least you perceive that you don't. This could be not having enough money or not enough time. It could be health concerns. What if? Family issues. And certainly we get a long laundry list of things when we turn on the news feeds. The list just goes on and on and on. And this pandemic is the perfect storm. Okay, enough about the downside. There's good news in our upcoming podcasts. We will share information that will help you navigate through this challenging time. And we will provide you with practical solutions that will help put you back in the driver's seat. And with God's grace, fuel your resilience and keep you healthy in mind, body, and spirit. You've been listening to the Wellness Journey podcast from the St. John Vianney Center. I hope today's topic, responding to chronic stress, proves useful to you. You can find all our podcasts and get additional information and resources for clergy and religious by visiting our website at sjvcenter.org. Remember, we are companions on the journey to stay healthy in mind, body, and spirit. I'm reminded of something Carol Hauslander said: there is only one cure for fear, trusting God.